Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. We've reached September, and still there's no state budget. Lawmakers voted yesterday on competing plans, mostly along party lines, to no effect. Governor Schwarzenegger described the exercise as kabuki, referring to the highly stylized form of Japanese theater. Lawmakers did pass a package of reforms inspired by the salary scandal in Bell. One bill returns nearly $3 million in property taxes to overcharged residents of the tiny working-class city in southeast L.A. County. Another bill bans automatic pay raises that exceed the cost-of-living index built into the contracts of local government officials. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa yesterday railed against Proposition 23, a November ballot initiative that would suspend AB 32, California's climate change law, until the state's unemployment rate drops. Flanked by a coalition of 60 community groups from Latino neighborhoods, Villaraigosa characterized the fight as an environmental justice issue. The Los Angeles Times notes a poll last month by the Public Policy Institute of California found ethnic residents more likely than whites to see air pollution as a problem and more likely to worry about climate change. A joint state and local law enforcement task force arrested 34 people yesterday connected with criminal gangs operating out of prison. Of seven California prison gangs, Nuestra Familia controls most of the Norteños who operate in Central California from Bakersfield to Yuba City. How do they do it? With cell phones. Attorney General Jerry Brown, who's running for governor, called for a change in federal law to allow prisons to jam cell phone transmissions.
It's intolerable in our free society that people as dangerous as this, even after they're convicted and sent away for long times in prison, still carry on their activity.
A measure that would allow correctional facilities across the country to use jamming technology has passed the Senate, and a companion bill is moving through the House. A growing number of schools are offering courses online. Elk Grove Unified, just south of Sacramento, is one of the first school districts in California to log on to the trend. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
For 8th grader T.J. Foster, school can sound like this.
So let me grab a scale here and see if I can show you guys what I mean.
Or this.
Are you serious right now?
Just put in number one. Something.
But usually, it sounds like this. TJ is one of 200 students in the Elk Grove Unified School District's brand new virtual academy. Each day, at his home in Wilton in rural Sacramento County, he signs into a website and takes the same subjects he'd take in a traditional brick-and-mortar school. He watches videos, reads textbooks and literature online and in print, and gets help on his assignments from his learning coach, otherwise known as Mom.
Mark every millimeter.
Read the directions.
What's a typical day like?
We look at our daily plan, and we go through, usually there's an assessment or something to see how much we know about the subject. We usually have gum, which is language arts. We read a story, we do some science, do a little bit of math, and call it quits by sometime at 1 or 2.
TJ wasn't happy in his tiny rural school district. He didn't like his classmates, and his teachers moved too slowly. The Fosters looked at private and charter schools, but they weren't the right fit. Then the family learned about Elk Grove's Virtual Academy, online courses for each grade level sponsored by the district. TJ studies at home with help from his mother, Lisa.
I'm not his teacher. I'm here to help him stay on track, make sure that he understands what he's reading and that he's actually doing the assignments. I can always look online to see if he's done.
But this isn't homeschooling, at least not in the traditional sense. TJ has a teacher with the school district with whom he'll meet regularly. And the curriculum isn't up to TJ or his parents. It comes from a private company that contracts with the school district called K-12.
The idea is really to create an online experience and courses that, you know, are as good or even better sometimes than what you can get in the classroom.
K-12 founder and CEO Ron Packard says it's far more than putting a textbook online.
For example, we might bring in chemistry, chemical reaction simulators that show you how the molecular action is happening in a chemical reaction.
Packard's company calls itself the nation's largest provider of online education for kindergarten through 12th grade. It offers everything from individual classes to entire virtual schools. K-12 now serves 70,000 kids in 25 states in Washington, D.C., and it's worked with Elk Grove and Los Angeles County's Charter Oak Unified School District to open virtual academies this fall. But UC Davis education professor Cynthia Carter-Ching says K-12's curriculum raises concerns.
Their early reading lists focus entirely on fairy tales, Aesop's fables,
And then as you get older, they become more sort of admittedly award-winning and classic, but yet also very old-fashioned and very whitewashed kinds of novels.
As opposed to the more diverse reading list recommended by the state of California. And K-12 says it does not include evolution in its curriculum unless specifically requested by a parent or school district. Then there's the company's financial model. Elk Grove Unified sends half of the state money it gets for each virtual academy student to K-12. Professor Ching says companies like K-12 ought to be looked at the same way as vouchers.
The fact that public dollars are going to fund curriculum that isn't necessarily what educational experts in the state have decided that children need to be exposed to is a problem.
And there's another twist, competition. Like charter schools, virtual schools can recruit students and their public funds from outside the district. But Elk Grove's Ann Zeman says the district didn't start its virtual academy just to increase revenue. It lets her district stay relevant, she says, by offering families an alternative education model.
Charter schools have been the primary venue for the provision of online learning for virtual schooling. Why can't public schools offer the same?
Zeman also says Elk Grove's virtual academy will follow the state standards for curriculum, not K-12's.
In the cases which our teachers believe we need to supplement what's provided by K-12, our teachers have the liberty to do that.
Other California districts are looking closely at Elk Grove to decide whether they want to get into virtual schooling too. K-12 says it's talking with districts in Los Angeles County, the Bay Area, and the Sacramento region. And a K-12 official says the desire to increase revenue by pulling in students from outside districts is a big reason why. For the California Report, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, September 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The SunPower Corporation, online at sunpowersolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of content security appliances and hosted security services, protecting more than 100,000 organizations worldwide. Reclaim your network, barracuda.com.